Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. My name is Anthony Adhead, Storage Editor with Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. And today, we're going to be looking forward over the year ahead in storage and compliance. The first question I have for you, Mathieu, is what changes can we look forward to in storage and compliance in 2019? Over to you.
Thank you, Anthony. Well, first of all, I think we need to understand that there's going to be yet another data explosion, so to speak, with regards to the amount of data that organizations and individuals are creating in their daily business and in their daily routines. If you look at the advance of connected devices, IoT devices, but also the rollouts or the initial rollouts of AI-based solutions, we are creating more and more data at a very, very, very rapid pace. And so we need to be prepared for creating yet even more data than we did in the last few years. The second thing is that if you look at GDPR, we can expect the first fines with regards to data protection, which is clearly linked to compliance and storage. We've seen already some early fines in Germany, Austria, and France. Some of them are already being challenged. But the underlying message here for 2019 is that you need to know what you're doing with your data, and therefore you need to know how you store the data, acquire the data, and how you literally deal with the data from a technical and process perspective. So you need to take that into account. We also need to look at what's going to happen in Ireland with regards to GDPR because of all the US organizations like the Facebooks and the Googles and so on based in Dublin that are being clearly monitored for what they do with data, how they store data, how they deal with data subject requests, and also with data breach when these happen. And then finally, we also need to look at the California Consumer Privacy Act of 2018, which is coming into effect on the 1st of January 2020. This is kind of the Californian / US version of GDPR, which is dealing with the rights of consumers with regards to their data and access to data. Over the next 12 months, a number of organizations are going to look at how they get into compliance from the point of acquiring or creating the data, storing the data, and making sure that they're in compliance. So this is one to watch in 2019.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the question that naturally follows on from that is, what should one do to address these changes in terms of storage and compliance that we face? Over to you again.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, as always, I would recommend that organizations map their data. What type of data do they acquire? Do they create data? Look at structured and unstructured data, and then map all of that data set to the regulations and industry standards that apply to them. Once you have done that, you can decide who the data custodians are within your organization. You'd also need to map out who might need to or want to get access to that data from a third party and how you can do that securely and in a compliance manner. If you're subject to GDPR, you'll also need to appoint a data protection officer in most cases. And even if you're not, you should make sure that your chief compliance officers or your chief legal officers or CISOs are actually looking at the data and have a plan to deal with any type of data subject request or data breach. I'd also recommend that you look at integrated risk management solutions that allow you to take a data set and a data flow and apply some risk measurement process onto how they deal with the data, so that they can map out the legal and operational and technical measures that they've taken to protect the data. Training, obviously, is something that is a quick win. You can easily get training on GDPR, even on the California Consumer Privacy Act and cybersecurity. But you should also look at some new technology or some newish type technology that can help you manage your data and map your data. So there are some very good discovery tools for data, like Ground Labs, for instance. On the training side, you can, of course, look at Digitrust. And then on the blockchain-based side, you should look out for any type of data vaults, organization or solution that's coming out. There's a few of them coming in 2019. So from a technical perspective, there's going to be a choice of solutions. But in order to choose the right solution for your organization, you need to map out your ecosystem and understand the regulations that apply so that you store the data the right way and you can demonstrate compliance at all times.
Thank you, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.